This is Career Opportunities for January 19, 2005. For more information, visit our website at weltright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@weltright.com or posted as comments to my main weblog at weltright.com/blog. Today's column, from the archives, Return to the Fold, first published May 28, 2004. If you're working as an independent high-tech consultant, there may come a time when, due to financial pressures or personal preference, you need to return to the fold of a classic corporate job. While the reasons for your return might be varied, there are a few ways to ensure that your return is as painless and productive as possible. In your time away, you've surely expanded your education and experience. Both of these can be instrumental in easing your re-entry back into the corporate world. What will hinder you is that nagging feeling of having failed at going it alone. More than likely, you set out on your own to gain further control over your life and career. A return may signal a lost you, but I would disagree. In the end, regardless of what we want out of our high-tech career, we have to address the needs of this career first. If you're finding it difficult to make ends meet as an independent, it only makes sense to return to a more stable job. No one wants you to suffer deprivation just to make a point, and you shouldn't either. Returning to a corporate job after a freelance stint may, for some, be a welcome return. Everyone is different, and many people do fine in corporate jobs. They continue to develop and grow, and find themselves accomplishing things they might never have been possible otherwise. Perhaps your career goals require the backing of a large, strong, and financially secure institution. If you realize that this is a factor, don't hamper yourself trying to go it alone. The truth is, regardless of your financial success, working as a freelancer has gained you experience and education beyond anything you might have found in the corporate environment. I'm not talking about formal classes, education, seminars, or even high-tech information. I'm talking about the knowledge gained about yourself, your work, and your desires. Stretching yourself is always a large learning experience, regardless of the final outcome. You have learned how to manage yourself, your time, and your work. This not only makes you a better high-tech careerist, but gives you great insight into managing others. You may never have discovered this information had you not left the 9-to-5 nest, even for a short time. In fact, when interviewing for a new job, these are the aspects that you should address most energetically. Focus on everything you've learned while you've been freelancing. Tell stories of how you handled difficult technical and business issues when you could only rely on yourself. Show them how you managed a variety of projects from beginning to end. Finally, and most importantly, show them how you learned to coordinate teams of other consultants in accomplishing things for clients that you could never have done on your own. People like to think that the consulting life is that of a lone wolf, relying on no one, doing it all by themselves. I'm direct proof that this is not so. I have friends and peers that I call upon for database development, networking assistance, and more. Just as these contacts are important to you now, your ability to call upon these contacts in your new position will be equally important. Workers who never leave the protective nest of the corporation often have fewer contacts to call upon when they need honest and clear information. You bring a great resource to your new company in these existing contacts. Not only will you benefit by sharing these contacts, you offer your contacts access to new clients and work possibilities. The most important lesson you've learned in your time as a freelancer is this. You should now have the confidence in yourself and your work that can only come from working for yourself. You've faced the bright lights and dark days that face all freelancers and survive. You can stand up to absurd corporate rules, bureaucracies that stymie productivity, and bosses and co-workers who need to understand the difference between showing up for work and getting good, worthwhile work done. Presented in the right way, your experience can help any company break out of its self-induced slumber. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, with Douglas E. Welch. You can support Career Opportunities via a PayPal donation, purchases through our Amazon store, or using the Google Ads on our website. If you have a service or product that might interest CareerOp listeners, consider sponsoring this podcast. Email career at welchwright.com for more information. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at welchwright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwright.com or added as comments to my main weblog at welchwright.com/blog.